On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join Claude and Joe Thomas as they share with us what it takes to become the professional lover.
When I counseled couples going through rough spots in their marriages, I often heard the same reason for why the relationship was not working. They would say, "I'm not happy." And for sure, some of them were justifiably miserable.
If you define happy as what you feel when everything is positive and going your way, then get ready, because unhappiness is coming, if it hasn't already. And what will you do? Argue and fight? Shut each other out? Threaten to call it quits?
In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus began each declaration with, "Blessed are." The Amplified Bible expands "blessed" by adding "happy" and "spiritually prosperous," with satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of outward conditions. That says that God defines happy as a spiritual state of assurance that we have His favor and salvation. And how do we receive God's favor and salvation? John 13:17 says, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them."
So don't fall into Satan's trap of believing that happiness means instances when you feel good. Rather, be assured that when you love God's way, He'll reward your obedience with salvation and instances of feeling good.
For more information on becoming the professional lover, visit wjou.org.